Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Daily Bread for Busy Moms. My name is Sophia, and I will be reading for you today. Today is Friday, the 15th of January, which is the second of Shvat on the Hebrew calendar. This week's parasha is called Vayera, and today's aliyah from the Torah is Exodus 8:23 through 9:16. If you have a translation that follows the Hebrew verse counting, then it would be Exodus 8:19 through 9:16. Before we start the reading, we're going to bless the Lord and thank Him for His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples, through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. I will make a distinction between my people and your people. By tomorrow, this sign will happen. The Lord did just so. A massive swarm of flies went into the house of Pharaoh and into his servants' houses. All the land of Egypt was ruined because of the swarm of flies. So Pharaoh called for Moshe and for Aaron and said, "Go, sacrifice to your God in the land." But Moshe said, "That would not be right, for the offerings we intend to sacrifice to the Lord our God are an abomination to the Egyptians. If we sacrifice what is an abomination to the Egyptians, wouldn't they stone us? We must walk a 3-day journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God, just as He tells us." Pharaoh said, "I will let you go so that you may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness. Only you must not go very far away. Pray for me." So Moshe said, "See, I am leaving you. I will pray to the Lord that the swarm of flies will depart from Pharaoh, his servants, and from his people tomorrow. However, let Pharaoh no longer deal deceitfully by not letting the people go to sacrifice to the Lord." Then Moshe went out from Pharaoh and prayed to the Lord. The Lord acted according to the word of Moshe and removed the swarm of flies from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people. Nothing remained. But Pharaoh hardened his heart this time also and did not let the people go. Then the Lord said to Moshe, "Go into Pharaoh and tell him, 'This is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, says. Let my people go so they may serve me. For if you refuse to let them go and hold them still, behold, the hand of the Lord will fall upon your livestock that are in the field, on the horses, donkeys, camels, herds, and flocks. There will be a crushing plague, but the Lord will make a distinction between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt, and nothing will die that belongs to Bnei Israel.'" Also the Lord set a specific time, saying, "Tomorrow the Lord will do this thing in the land." Then the next day, the Lord did the deed. All the cattle of Egypt died, yet of the cattle of Bnei Israel, not one died. When Pharaoh inquired, there was not so much as one of the cattle of Bnei Israel dead, but the heart of Pharaoh was stubborn, and he did not let the people go. Then the Lord said to Moshe and Aaron, "Take handfuls of soot from the furnace, and have Moshe throw it heavenward in the sight of Pharaoh. It will become fine dust over all the land of Egypt, and will become boils erupting with sores on both men and animals throughout all the land." So they took soot from the furnace and stood before Pharaoh. When Moshe threw it heavenward, it became boils erupting with sores on both men and animals. Moreover, the magicians could not stand before Moshe because of the boils, because they were on the magicians, as on all the Egyptians. But the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, so he did not listen to them, just as the Lord had said to Moshe. Then the Lord said to Moshe, "Rise up early in the morning, stand before Pharaoh and say to him, 'This is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, says. Let my people go, so they may serve me. For this time, I will send all my plagues to your heart, and on your servants and your people, so that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth. Surely by now I could have stretched out my hand and struck you and your people with a plague that would have wiped you off the earth. However, I have let you stand for this reason, to show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed throughout all the earth." That was Exodus 8:19-9:16. Our portion from the prophets is 1 Kings chapter 11. Now King Shlomo loved so many foreign women, besides the daughter of Pharaoh, Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, and Hittites, from the nations of whom the Lord had said to the children of Israel, "You shall not associate with them, nor they associate with you, for surely they would turn your heart away after their gods." Shlomo clung to them for love. So he had 700 wives as princesses and 300 concubines, and his women led his heart astray. For it came about, as Shlomo grew old, that his wives led his heart away after other gods, so that his heart was no longer wholly devoted to the Lord his God, unlike the heart of his father David. For Shlomo went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. So Shlomo did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and did not fully follow after the Lord, unlike his father David. At that time Shlomo also built a high place for Chemosh, the detested thing of Moab, on the mountain near Jerusalem, as well as for Molech, the detested thing of the children of Ammon. Thus he did for all his foreign wives, who were burning incense and offering sacrifices to their gods. So the Lord became angry with Shlomo, because his heart had turned away from the Lord, the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice. He had commanded him about this, that he should not go after other gods, yet he did not keep what the Lord had commanded. So the Lord said to Shlomo, "Since you have done this, and did not keep my covenant and my statutes that I commanded you, I will surely tear the kingdom away from you and give it to your servant. Nevertheless, I will not do it in your days for David your father's sake, but I will tear it away from the hand of your son. Yet I will not tear away the whole kingdom, but will give one tribe to your son for my servant David's sake, and for the sake of Jerusalem, which I have chosen." Then the Lord raised up an adversary to Shlomo, Hadad the Edomite, of the royal line in Edom. Earlier, when David was at war with Edom, Joab, commander of the army, went up to bury the slain, and had struck down every male in Edom. Joab and all Israel remained there 6 months, until he had cut off every male in Edom. But Hadad and some Edomites, servants of his father, had fled to Egypt, while Hadad was a small boy. Setting out from Midian, they came to Paran, and took men from Paran along with them, and went to Egypt, to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, who gave him a house, allotted him food, and gave him land. Then Hadad found great favor in Pharaoh's eyes, so that he gave him his own sister-in-law, the sister of Queen Tapenes, as wife. The sister of Tapenes gave birth to his son Genubat. Tapenes weaned him in Pharaoh's palace, and Genubat remained in Pharaoh's palace among Pharaoh's sons. Now when Hadad heard in Egypt that David slept with his fathers, and that Joab, commander of the army, was dead, Hadad said to Pharaoh, "Let me leave so I may go to my own country." Then Pharaoh replied to him, "What do you lack with me that all of a sudden you seek to go back to your own country?" "Nothing," he answered. "Nevertheless, let me go anyway." Then God raised up another adversary against him, Rezon, son of Eliada, who had fled from his lord, King Hadad-Ezer of Zobah, when David killed them. He then gathered men to himself and became the leader of a marauding band that went to Damascus and dwelt there and gained control in Damascus. Rezon was an adversary to Israel all the days of Shlomo, adding to the trouble that was Hadad. He despised Israel while he reigned over Aram. Then there was Jeroboam, son of Nebat. The name of his mother, a widow, was Zeruah, an Ephraimite of Zereda. Though he was Solomon's servant, he also raised a hand against the king. Now the reason that he raised a hand against the king was this. Shlomo built the Millo and closed the breach of the city of his father David. Now the man Jeroboam was mighty of strength, and when Shlomo saw that the young man was industrious, he appointed him over the entire labor force of the house of Yosef. It was around that time, when Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem, that the prophet Ahijah the Shilonite found him on the road. Now Ahijah had covered himself in a new cloak, and the two of them were alone in the field. Then Ahijah seized the new cloak that was on him, tore it into 12 pieces, and said to Jeroboam, "Take 10 pieces for yourself. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, Behold, I will tear the kingdom out of Shlomo's hand and give 10 tribes to you. But he will have one tribe for my servant David's sake and for the sake of Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel. For they have abandoned me and have worshipped Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, Chemosh, the god of Moab, and Milcom, the god of the children of Ammon. They have not walked in my ways, nor done what is right in my eyes, nor kept my statutes and my ordinances, as his father David did. Nevertheless, I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand, but will keep him as a ruler all the days of his life, for the sake of my servant David, whom I chose, because he kept my mitzvot and my statutes. Yet I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand, and I will give it to you, the 10 tribes. To his son I will give one tribe, so that my servant David may have a lamp every day before me in Jerusalem, the city that I chose for myself to put my name there. So I will take you, and you will reign over all that your soul desires. You will be king over Israel. Then it will be, if you obey everything I command you, and walk in my ways, and do what is right in my eyes, keeping my statutes and my mitzvot, as my servant David did, then I will be with you, and will establish for you a lasting dynasty. As I did for David, I will give Israel to you. So I will, for this afflict David's seed, but not for all days." Therefore Shlomo sought to kill Jeroboam, but Jeroboam got up and fled to Egypt, to Shishak, king of Egypt. He remained in Egypt until the death of Shlomo. Now the rest of the acts of Shlomo, and all that he did, and his wisdom, are they not recorded in the book of the acts of Shlomo? So the days of Shlomo's kingship in Jerusalem over all Israel was 40 years. Then Shlomo slept with his father, and was buried in the city of his father David. And his son Rehoboam was king in his place. That was 1 Kings chapter 11. Our next portion is Psalms 111 and 112. Hallelujah. I praise the Lord with all my heart in the company and congregation of the upright. Great are the works of the Lord, searched out by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He made his wonders memorable. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He gives food to those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He shows his people his wonderful deeds, giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are truth and justice. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are upheld forever and ever, made in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. His praise endures forever. Hallelujah. Happy is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his mitzvot. His offspring will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light shines in the darkness for the upright. Gracious, compassionate, and just is he. Good comes to a man who is gracious and lends. He will order his affairs with fairness. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous are remembered forever. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is secure. He will not fear until he gazes on his foes. He gives freely to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn is lifted high in honor. The wicked will see it and be indignant. He will gnash with his teeth and waste away. The desire of the wicked will perish. That was Psalm 111 and 112. Our next and last portion for Friday's readings is Luke 22, verse 39 through 71. And Yeshua came out and went as usual to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. When he reached the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not enter into temptation." And he pulled back about a stone's throw from them, got on his knees and began to pray, saying, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." Now an angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him, and in his anguish he was praying fervently, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he rose up from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them asleep, exhausted from grief. And he said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray so that you won't enter into temptation." While Yeshua was speaking, suddenly a crowd came, and the one called Yehuda, one of the 12, approached Yeshua to kiss him. But Yeshua said to him, "Yehuda, with the kiss you betray the Son of Man?" When those around him saw what was going to happen, they said to him, "Master, shall we strike with the sword?" And one of them struck the servant of the Kohen Gadol and cut off his right ear. But Yeshua answered and said, "Stop this now." And he touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Yeshua said to the ruling Kohanim, officers of the temple guard, and the elders who had come against him, "Have you come out with swords and clubs as you would against a revolutionary? Every day I was with you in the temple, yet you did not lay a finger on me. But this is yours, the hour and the power of darkness." Then they seized Yeshua and led him away and brought him into the house of the Kohen Gadol. But Kepha was following from a distance. Now they had lit a fire in the center of the courtyard and sat down together, and Kepha was sitting among them. Then a servant girl saw him sitting at the fire. She looked straight at him and said, "This one was with him too." But he denied it, saying, "Woman, I don't know him." A little later, another saw him and said, "You too are one of them." But Kepha said, "Man, I am not." And about an hour later, another began to insist, saying, "Certainly, this fellow was with him, for he too is a Galilean." But Kepha said, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." And immediately, while he was still speaking, a rooster crowed, and the Lord turned and looked straight at Kepha. Then Kepha remembered the word of the Lord, how he had told him, "Before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times." And Kepha went out and wept bitterly. Now the men who were guarding Yeshua began mocking and beating him. They blindfolded him and kept asking him, saying, "Prophesy, who is the one who hit you?" And reviling him, they were saying many other things against him. As it became day, the elders of the people gathered together, both ruling Kohanim and Torah scholars, and they led him away to their council, saying, "If you are Mashiach, tell us." But Yeshua said to them, "If I tell you, you will never believe, and if I ask you, you will never answer. but from now on, the Son of Man is seated at the right hand of the power of God. Then they all said, Are you then Ben Elohim? And to them he said, You say that I am. Then they said, What further need do we have for testimony? For we have heard it ourselves from his own mouth. That was Luke 22, verse 39 through 71, which was the last reading for Friday. If you were reading the double track of apostles this year, you would also read Philippians chapter 3. We're now moving on with the readings for Shabbat, the 16th of January, which is the third of Shvat on the Hebrew calendar. The Torah portion is Exodus 9, 17 through 35. Yet still you exalt yourself over my people by not letting them go. Behold, tomorrow at about this time, I will cause it to rain a very severe hailstorm, the likes of which has not occurred in Egypt since the day it was founded until now. Send word, shelter your cattle and all that you have in the field, for every person and animal found in the field and not brought home, when the hail comes down on them, they will die. Whoever feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh had his own servants and cattle flee into the houses. But whoever disregarded the word of the Lord left his servants and cattle in the field. Then the Lord said to Moshe, Stretch out your hand toward heaven and let there be hail in all the land of Egypt, on people, animals, and every plant of the field, throughout all the land. So Moshe stretched out his staff toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail. Fire came down on the earth, as the Lord rained hail on the land of Egypt. The hail fell very severely, with fire flashing up amidst the hail, the likes of which had not occurred in the land of Egypt since it became a nation. The hail struck down everything that was in the fields, both men and animals, all throughout the land of Egypt. It also struck every plant of the field and broke down every tree. Only in the land of Goshen, where the land of Israel were, was there no hail. So Pharaoh sent, called for Moshe and Aharon, and said to them, I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, while I and my people are wicked. Pray to the Lord. There has been enough of God's thunders and hail. I will let you go. You don't have to stay any longer. Moshe said to him, As soon as I am gone out of the city, I will stretch out my hands to the Lord. The thunder will cease, and there will be no more hail. So you may know that the earth is the Lord's. But as for you and your servants, I know that you do not yet fear the Lord Elohim. The flax and the barley were destroyed, because the barley was in the ear, and the flax was in bloom. But the wheat and the spelt were not destroyed, because they ripened later. Moshe went out of the city, away from Pharaoh, and stretched out his hands to the Lord. Then the thunder and hail ceased, and rain no longer poured down on the earth. But when Pharaoh saw that the rain, the hail, and the thunder had ceased, he increased his sin and hardened his heart, both he and his servants. So Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he did not let Bnei Israel go, just as the Lord had said by Moshe's hand. That was Exodus 9:17 through 35. The Haftarah portion this week is Ezekiel 28, verse 25 through 29, verse 21. Thus says the Lord God, When I have gathered the house of Israel from the people among whom they are scattered, and show my holiness through them in the eyes of the nations, then they will live in their own land, which I gave to my servant Yaakov. They will live safely there, and they will build houses and plant vineyards. They will live securely when I have executed judgments on all those around them that treated them with contempt. So they will know that I am the Lord their God. On the 12th day of the 10th month of the 10th year, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Prophesy against him and against all Egypt. Speak and say, thus says the Lord Elohim. Behold, I am against you, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great crocodile lying in his rivers, who says, my Nile is my own. I made it for myself. I will put hooks in your jaws and make the fish of your streams stick to your scales. I will haul you up from within your rivers, and all the fish of your streams will stick to your scales. I will leave you in the desert, you and all the fish of your streams. You will fall on the open field. You will not be gathered or picked up. I will give you as food for the beasts of the earth and birds of the sky. Then all the inhabitants of Egypt will know that I am the Lord, because they were a staff of reed to the house of Israel. When they took hold of you by the hand, you snapped and tore all their shoulders. When they leaned on you, you broke and wrenched all their hips. Therefore, thus says the Lord Elohim, behold, I will bring a sword against you. I will cut off from you man and beast. The land of Egypt will become desolate and waste. Then they will know that I am the Lord, because he said, the Nile is mine, I made it. Therefore, behold, I am against you and against your rivers. I will make the land of Egypt an utter waste and desolation, from Migdol to Sin, as far as the border of Ethiopia. No human foot will pass through it, and no foot of beast will pass through it. It will be uninhabited for 40 years. I will make the land of Egypt a desolation among devastated countries. Her cities will be a desolation 40 years among ruined cities. I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations and disperse them throughout the countries. For thus says the Lord Elohim, at the end of 40 years, I will gather the Egyptians from the peoples where they were scattered. I will restore the fortunes of Egypt. I will cause them to return to the land of Patros, the land of their origin. But they will be a lowly kingdom there. It will be the lowliest of the kingdoms. It will no longer exalt itself above the nations. I will diminish them so that they no longer rule over the nations. It will no longer be as security for the house of Israel, bringing to mind the iniquity of their turning after them, so they will know that I am the Lord. On the first day of the first month of the 27th year, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, made his army labor hard against Tyre. Every head became bald, and every shoulder chafed. But he and his army had no profit from Tyre for the labor that he had expended against it. Therefore thus says the Lord Elohim, behold, I will give the land of Egypt to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. He will carry off her abundance, take her spoil, and give her prey, and take her prey. It will be the wages for his army. I have given him the land of Egypt as his wages for which he served, because they worked for me. It is a declaration of the Lord. In that day, I will cause a horn to shoot up for the house of Israel. I will open your mouth among them. They will know that I am the Lord. That was Ezekiel 28:25-29:21. Our next and last portion for this week is 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 1 through 12. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the community of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Yeshua the Messiah, grace to you and shalom from God our Father and the Lord Yeshua the Messiah. We ought to always thank God for you, brothers and sisters, as is appropriate, because your faithfulness grows wonderfully, and the love of each one of you for one another continually increases. Therefore, we ourselves boast of you among the communities of God, about your perseverance and faithfulness throughout all the persecutions and troubles that you endure. This is evidence of the righteous judgment of God, so that you may be considered worthy of the kingdom of God, for which indeed you are suffering. For after all, it is right in the sight of God to pay back trouble to those who trouble you, and relief to you who suffer trouble along with us. At the revelation of the Lord Yeshua from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, he will command judgment on those who do not know God and do not heed the good news of our Lord Yeshua. They will pay the price of eternal ruin away from the presence of the Lord and the glory of his power. On that day when he comes to be glorified among his kedushim and marveled at by all who have believed, because our testimony to you is believed. With this in mind, we pray for you constantly, that our God may consider you worthy of the calling and fulfill with power every good desire and work of faith, so the name of our Lord Yeshua may be glorified in you and you in him, in keeping with the grace of our God and the Lord Yeshua the Messiah. That was 2 Thessalonians 1:1 through 12, which concludes the reading of Daily Bread for Busy Moms this week. Thank you for listening, and I wish you a Shabbat Shalom, a peaceful and restful Shabbat. My name is Sophia, and this has been Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom, until next week.